The Wiccan. This episode written by Bob DeMoss. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. Chapter 1. Becca Williams paced the kitchen floor like a panther trapped in a cage. She gripped the cordless telephone against the side of her head until her ear throbbed. Her face, flushed with anger, burned as if exposed too long to the afternoon sun. She shook her head in disbelief.
Julie, I thought we were going to a movie for your birthday, Becca said.
She plopped down on a chair.
I really don't want to be around her. It's pretty hard to forget what she did to me last year. You remember that little episode with the knife in the park? Can't you see why I don't want to hang out with her?
Julie Mitchell, Becca's best friend and co-captain of the track team, cut her off.
But Becca, Laura really isn't that bad.
Yeah, what makes you say that?
Well, for one thing, she admits that she followed Brooke too much.
You can say that again, Becca said under her breath. Brooke headed up the society, a group of kids from school who were deep into the occult. They held seances in the back room of the Ascension Bookshop, a New Age bookstore. Becca and Scott had been the target of their wrath on more than one occasion, as their leader Brooke had the personality about as commanding as a freight train. In a way, Becca knew Laura was just acting on orders from Brooke. Still, it wasn't easy to just ignore that bit of history for the sake of Julie's party. Julie added...